This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinians are streaming south in Gaza as Israel urges mass evacuations from the region and is already conducting brief raids. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
A cockerel cries as Gaza continues to be shaken by constant booms that harrowed its residents through the night and now into the day. In southern Israel, on the border with Gaza, Israeli tanks punctuate the onslaught, firing artillery into the densely populated enclave. Many Gazans, with their belongings tied to the roofs of their cars, drove south away from Gaza City after the Israeli military dropped pamphlets urging them to leave. However, the UN warned a mass exodus from Gaza City would be calamitous. Many Gazans were unsure about leaving and feared they would be unable to return or would be gradually displaced to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Israeli army says it's investigating an incident in southern Lebanon Friday in which Reuters journalist Islam Abdallah was killed and six others injured Friday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
A military spokesman said the death of Issam Abdallah was, quote, a tragic thing. A Reuters videographer who was at the scene on Friday said missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck the group, alongside journalists from Al Jazeera and AFP. The Reuters team was providing a live video signal for broadcasters near Alma al-Shaab, close to the Israel border, where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah have been trading fire in border clashes. While other news outlets, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera, said the missiles which killed Issam Abdallah were Israeli, Reuters could not establish whether they were fired by Israel.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives nominated conservative Representative Jim Jordan by a vote of 124 to 81 Friday in a chaotic third day of attempting to elect a speaker of the U.S. House. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, Jordan needs substantially more support to win a full floor vote next week to become the person who will be second in the line in the presidential succession line in the U.S.
The U.S. House of Representatives at a standstill, unable to pass any legislation sending aid to Israel or Ukraine until lawmakers hold a full floor vote next week to decide if conservative Republican Jim Jordan will become Speaker. Jordan, a nine-term congressman known for his investigations into the Biden administration, won the Republican conference vote 124 to 81 in a secret ballot. He now has several days to build support to get to the 217 votes he needs to be elected. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is expected to win the support of all 212 Democrats when the decision goes to a full House floor vote. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressed the nation late Saturday after a referendum to amend the nation's constitution and create an Indigenous advocacy committee to Parliament failed. Saturday's referendum would have added to the Constitution a mechanism for Indigenous people to advise Parliament on policies that affect their lives. Albanese told the nation, while it was not the outcome he sought, he was proud of the process.
While tonight's result is not one that I had hoped for, I absolutely respect the decision of the Australian people and the democratic process that has delivered it. When we reflect on everything happening in the world today, we can all give thanks that here in Australia, we make the big decisions peacefully and as equals, with one vote, one value.
Proponents of the referendum said the move would recognize the special place that Indigenous people have in Australian history while giving them input into government policies. Opponents argued it would divide Australians along racial lines without reducing Indigenous disadvantages. Conservative former businessman Christopher Luxon will be New Zealand's next prime minister after winning a decisive election victory Saturday. People voted for change after 6 years of a Liberal government led, for the most part, by Jacinda Ardern. The exact makeup of Luxon's Conservative government is still to be determined as ballots continue to be counted. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, who spent just 9 months in the top job after taking over from Ardern in January, told supporters late Sunday he called Luxon to concede, saying he was proud of what he achieved over the last 6 years. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.